The pandemic has forced some major shifts across society, from where and how we work and go to school to daily face-to-face interactions. KUER's John Reed reports it's also spurred some people to go outside and try new things, like paragliding.
You can spot them almost every day, just off I-15 towards the south end of the Salt Lake Valley. But over the last couple months, there have been a few more than usual. Paragliders, taking to the skies from Point of the Mountain. The launch site is a sprawling, grass-covered plateau in the foothills, almost perfect for attracting wind and shooting it upwards.
Dude, welcome to the best hill in America for this.
Ben White is an instructor here. He began teaching in 2017. Today, he has two students out.
There you go. Looks like it's a little turbulent up there, but no big deal.
Both started taking lessons in the last few months, but they're far enough along now that they're flying solo.
You can probably just turn around and run. You should go fly. Just get out of here. Go. Bye. Have fun.
Overall, there are easily about 200 people out. Not all are flying. Some just come to watch. But White says he's seeing just about the most gliders he's ever seen at one time.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Last count was 77.
Wow.
He says the sport can offer a rush of adrenaline or a relaxing escape. For the Knotts family from Park City, that's an appealing combination during an uncertain and stressful time. Parents Brandon and Nicole have always wanted to learn how to paraglide. Lockdown gave them the push and the time they needed to finally go for it. Then their 16-year-old son Aiden tried it.
Ben offered to take Aiden up on a tandem, and that was it. That was the most he's ever said and smiled, I think, in a very long time.
Nicole has less time to fly than her son and husband, who's been working from home. She's a nurse at the VA hospital in Salt Lake, where she's been testing people for COVID-19. She says the sport has been a welcome retreat from the stresses of the job.
You have no feeling of falling whatsoever. It's like you're a bird and you're flying. And that is the most amazing feeling ever.
Paragliding is still a small sport, though, with only about 4,800 people who do it across the country. And it does take some disposable money. But Pitt Gruey with the Utah Office of Outdoor Recreation says it does seem to be part of a wider trend of people getting outdoors to escape the pandemic. They're doing everything from hiking to biking to camping.
When people lost the ability to go to sporting events and movie theaters and restaurants and things like that, they needed to find a way to keep themselves sane. And outdoor recreation has kind of become the easiest way for people to do that.
Gruey says the evidence of this surge shows up in a few different ways. One is outdoor retailers and their sales data. He says bike and fishing shops can't keep equipment on the shelves. There's so much demand. Another measure is looking at digital trail counters, which Gruey says are seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 times the usual number of people. The outdoor industry is hoping it'll all leave a lasting impact. Ben Lahan is the education director for the Leave No Trace Center for Outdoor Ethics in Boulder, Colorado, and says the new activity can help bring much-needed revenue to state parks and outdoor infrastructure. It might also inspire more people to care about the environment.
When people spend time outside, oftentimes they do begin to appreciate the outdoors for what it offers them, the challenge, the physical, the mental, the health benefit.
Lahan says that's an opportunity to get people passionate about the outdoors and interested in protecting it. The challenge is to help people make that connection.
And so it's the idea of how do we take this newfound affinity for the outdoors and start to educate those people so that we all can do our part to take care of our shared lands.
But even if the pandemic doesn't lead to a whole new generation of environmentalists, it's still helping people find new experiences. Nicole Knott says it's given her family a way to stay socially distant from the world. Plus, it's something they can all connect over.
It's actually brought our family closer together because it's something we can all do together. I mean, it's just, you know, we sit there and we talk about, oh, where do you want to go? And do you want to go to the south side? Do you want to go in the morning?
And their enthusiasm is something I can understand now, too. Ben White took me up for a trial run and even gave me a little taste of the more extreme side of flying.
So we're going to make a real big left turn and we'll let it build up a little bit. Got fun? You like it? Holy
Oh my god. Whoa.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Okay, maybe it did scare me a little bit. But that's one memory that'll help get me through the pandemic. John Reed, KUER News.